With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. United States vetoes a United Nations Security Council resolution that would have condemned Hamas attacks on Israel while calling for a pause in the fighting to allow humanitarian assistance into Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thompson-Greenfield, says the U.N. should wait for the result of diplomatic efforts in Gaza before voting on a resolution.
We believe we need to let that diplomacy play out, especially when Secretary General Guterres, President Biden, Secretary Blinken, and regional actors are engaged in intensive dialogue on the very issues we are deliberating on today.
President Biden said Egypt's president has agreed to open a border crossing into Gaza to allow in 20 trucks with humanitarian aid. Biden said if Hamas confiscates the aid, it will end. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican majority in the House once again fails to elect a speaker as Jim Jordan fell short of the 217 votes needed Wednesday. Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is among the Republicans expressing frustration with the inability of House Republicans to elect a speaker.
Our colleagues in the House need to get their act together. They need to elect a speaker. This group of eight that staged all this, we've got people that need to grow up and get over themselves and get back to the business of governing in this country.
Blackburn was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. The cost of health insurance is going up. Kaiser Family Foundation released its annual employer health benefits survey Wednesday, and the average cost for a family health insurance plan offered through an employer rose 7% in 2023. The report says it's the highest rate increase in a decade and that higher prices are likely in the coming weeks when employers start open enrollment. This is SRN News. An anti-Israeli protester is killed by Hamas.
67-year-old Cindy Flash was born in Minnesota, emigrated to Israel, married her husband Egal, and then moved with him to Kfar Aza near the Gaza border. Her daughter tells CNN her mother was very dedicated to protesting Israeli military actions in Gaza. Sadly, Cindy and Egal Flash were murdered this month during the Hamas attack on Israel. Her daughter says terrorists killed them inside their home in the early hours of the attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about Kyrgyzstan, the small former Soviet republic's about 90% Muslim, and there isn't much freedom for Christians to worship. The commission's especially concerned about the extremist law there, where religious groups have been banned as extremist organizations and members of the groups targeted for their peaceful religious activity. This is SRN News. Amazon plans to test drone deliveries for medication. Correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
Amazon says that customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by a drone within an hour of placing their order. The drone, programmed to fly from a delivery center with a secure pharmacy, will travel to the customer's address, descend to a height of about 13 feet, and drop a padded package. Amazon says customers will be able to choose from more than 500 medications, but not controlled substances. I'm Shelley Adler.
Starbucks sued the union organizing its workers Wednesday, saying a pro-Palestinian social media post from a union account angered hundreds of customers and damaged its reputation. Starbucks wants Workers United to stop using the name Starbucks Workers United for the branch that is organizing the workers. More details at srnnews.com.